Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning your trees to prepare for hurricanes. We've all seen the destruction hurricanes can wreak on Florida's homes and landscapes. One of the best ways to minimize your chances of getting hurricane damage is to hire a certified arborist to prune your trees before the hurricane season. Remove dead branches that can fall on houses, cars, and people. Eliminate branches with cracks and those that are poorly attached to the tree. If your tree has large, overly long branches, shorten them instead of removing them entirely. Reduce the length of stems that are the same size as the trunk to make it less likely that your tree will fall during a storm. Thinning by removing branches on the outer edges of the canopy gives strong winds less to push over. Remove or shorten low branches that are close to your roof. For more information on hurricane preparation, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, orchids. Orchids are gorgeous tropical plants renowned for their widely varying and exotic flowers and foliage. Gardeners can choose from diverse species, including many that are easy to grow. Many orchids thrive in Florida's heat and humidity and can do well in the home and around the yard. Orchids can be grown in different media, such as bark, porous stone, and charcoal. Choose from containers made of plastic, clay, wire, or redwood. Some orchids can be mounted on a piece of cork or other bark. Most orchids need to be repotted every few years, and many can be divided into smaller plants. Most orchids prefer at least partial shade or filtered sunlight and should be protected from cold temperatures. Don't be afraid to try your hand at growing these exotic beauties. For more information on orchids, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, nematodes. Nematodes are tiny worms, invisible to the naked eye, that live in the soil and can harm landscape plants and vegetables. Florida's warm temperatures, sandy soil, and humidity make it especially hospitable to these creatures. Many kinds of nematodes live in the soil of a garden. Most are beneficial and feed on fungi, bacteria, and other microscopic organisms. But some nematodes feed on plants, damaging their root systems and reducing the plant's ability to get water and nutrients from the soil. When nematode populations are large, you may see signs of their damage on your plants, like yellowing, wilting, stunting, or even death. To battle harmful nematodes, purchase plants and seed that are labeled nematode resistant. Consider solarizing your soil during the summer prior to planting. For more information on nematodes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden pathways. Garden paths are important, but often forgotten features of landscapes. They help you navigate your garden and allow you to create outdoor rooms along the way. Replace traffic-damaged turf in often traversed areas with beautiful planned pathways that help rainwater flow into the ground, filtering pollutants. Construct your pathways from brick, flagstones, or porous pavers, or use crushed shells or stepping stones or gravel. Make sure to add space between your landscape pavers to allow water to flow through them. Mulch is another great way to define garden paths attractively. Line mulch pathways with an edging material to keep mulch in bounds. Show your family and friends the way by directing them along your new garden paths. For more information on garden pathways, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for houseplants while away. Many of us travel during the warmer months of the year. We can send our pets to a kennel, but what do we do with our houseplants? If you can't get someone to check on your plants every few days, you can still be worry-free when you leave town. Self-watering wicks available at garden supply stores are a great option. These wicks go into a container of water on one end and into the soil of the plant on the other. The wick automatically draws up as much water as your plant needs. Other options are fully automated watering systems, gorgeous plant watering balls, and watering probes. All of these systems meter water out according to the plant's needs and can be used even when you're in town. For more information on caring for houseplants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.